Oh, there's one on the piano, I can find.
Oh, hit it, maestro.
Now, what key is this in?
I'm sorry, I just played something with five sharps and now I'm with one flat.
A wandering minstrel, I, a thing of shreds and patches, of ballad songs and snatches, and dreamy lullaby.
In July of 2013, a group of singers, actors, musicians, designers, and other theater people gathered on Cape Cod for a once and only reunion. We had all worked one summer or another between 1953 and 1968 at the Oberlin College Gilbert and Sullivan Players at the Highfield Theater in Falmouth. Muriel Minot organized the reunion.
Over the years, I've stayed in touch with many Cape folks, and everyone always tells me how important their Cape summers were to them.
I have a song to sing.
What is your song?
It is sung with the ring of the songs we sing, who love with the love life long. It's the song of a merry maid, truly proud, who loved aloud and who laughed aloud at the screams of the merry men.
They always tell me how much they learn doing six or eight shows a summer, rehearsing one during the day, performing another at night. We needed to see if for just a little while we could recapture some of that spirit and energy.
Okay, hail poetry.
We talked, we drank, although not as much as we had during our long ago summers there. On our last day, composer Paul Levy sat down at the piano. Sheet music appeared. People sang as if they had been rehearsing all during the intervening years.
There wasn't just one moment that was a favorite, but one of the most thrilling for me and for many of the people who had been there in the late 50s and early 60s was to see Jim Ellis, now 77 years old, stand up out of his wheelchair and sing Coco's I've Got a Little List song with all the energy, sparkle, and joy he'd shown back in the 50s.
As someday it may happen that a victim must be found, I've got a little list, I've got a little list of society offenders who might well be underground and who never would be missed, who never would be missed. There's the pestilential nuisances who write for autograph, all sunny fanny hats and irritating laughs, all children who are up in dates and floor you with them flat, all persons who in shaking hands shake hands with you like that, and all third persons who on spoiling tete-a-tetes insist. They'd none of them be missed. They'd none of them be missed.
A visit to the past can be a chancy occasion, but sometimes that visit only adds to, only deepens the good memories.
Is it over? We done?
Thank you, Paul, for making it an easier exit.
I just wanted to say I have the feeling that Muriel has birthed the rest of our lives for a while. Thank you.